Yes, we are. We are walking the dog on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you know what this means. It means it's Frisky Friday. Walking the dog with Rufus Thomas. I love this song, suggested to me by Mary McClellan. She is here with the Pensacola Humane Society this morning for Frisky Friday. And this is where we talk about dogs and cats and animals and rescues and volunteering and donating and fostering and adopting and all that good stuff.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about, so let's get started. You've got some guests with you.
I do. Do you want to introduce
them? Sure, yeah. So we've got two co-founders of the Pensacola Humane Society. Is that correct?
They're actually with Market Mutts.
Oh, Market Mutts.
We'll learn a little bit more about them.
I see it right here.
No, it's okay.
In front of me. Market Mutts. I love this. Market Mutts of Pensacola. Haley Bradshaw is here. And Marissa Winsky. Is that correct?
That's right.
Marissa. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. We're going to hear about the Humane Society and Market Mutts.
We always have a bunch of stuff going on, as you know.
Yes.
So right now, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, we brought in 20 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Most of which were puppies.
I think I saw that. Did you post about that on the Facebook?
We did.
Yes, I saw that.
We did. Yeah, and they take a lot of work.
New puppy, like the mamas. You showed the picture with the mamas, right?
That's right.
That's what I saw.
Yes.
Three mamas and lots of itty-bitty puppies.
Little ones.
Little itty-bitties.
Under a month old.
They're
still nursing.
That's what I saw in the picture.
And they're all just so cute. You just want to take them all home.
Well, I know. I look at your Facebook and I have to quickly get off my phone.
I know, right? Well, try working there.
Yes, of course.
That's why I foster now. And then it reminds me of what it takes to have a cat or a dog, and
it's work.
It's important for people to know that before they walk out of the shelter and then they find out the hard way.
Well, before we start talking about Market Mutts, I do want to mention about the Pensacola Humane Society.
Yes.
So if you could just, in case folks don't know much about you, where you're located, just kind of a background of who you guys are.
Sure, yes. I don't know if you knew this, but we were actually founded in 1943.
Wow.
So we've
been
around.
Here in Pensacola?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Been around a long time.
Yeah.
We are located over on Q Street behind the fire station right there by Pace and Garden Street.
Okay.
So, and we take cats and dogs only, but we also do spay and neuter surgeries in four partner organizations in the community, especially Everett Animal Welfare Group, Sandra Anderson. So she does trap and release,
wow.
Trap and return, and she'll, you know, trap a bunch of neighborhood cats and bring them to us on Tuesdays and sometimes Thursdays. And we sometimes will have anywhere from, we have to have a minimum of 30 because of a grant that we have. But sometimes we can do as many as 40 or 42.
Wow. Okay.
We're limited by resources and staff time.
Mm-hmm.
We do have staff veterinarians that are all part-time. So, you know, they come in and do these surgeries, but we can only do them one or two days a week.
Right.
So
that makes
sense. Yeah, we'd love to spay and neuter all of the ones that people ask for, but we just simply can't. So we kind of refer them out to
other places.
There
are a lot of other organizations that are providing these services as well. So we definitely need to get that done if you have feral cats, especially in your neighborhood.
Right. We do have some events coming up. We're going to talk about Dog Days of Summer in a minute because Market Mutts is doing that in conjunction with Portside Pickleball.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook. I'm so excited. That just sounds like fun.
Yes. But we have something called Pitas and Paws. That's with chickpea.
I don't know
if you've been to the chickpea restaurant.
Not yet. I got a list now. There's so many new restaurants in town. I got a list.
Yeah. Paws at Point Grand. So Point Grand is an apartment community that encourages people to have dogs.
Really?
You can believe that.
Gosh, you don't hear that very often.
Yes. So we're doing an event there. Something that's really cool is something we used to do, which was the Crew of Paws, Mardi Gras crew parade crew. And so they're going to do a cookout at Bayview Park on August 15th.
Okay.
Trying to get new members. Yeah, new members for it. I'm going to join.
That sounds like fun.
You should join.
I know. I was going to say, that's right up my alley.
I haven't been a part of a crew before, but.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
It's fun. Yeah.
And so we have a puppy yoga coming up.
Wait,
yeah,
back
I know, right?
Back up.
I know, right?
What does that mean?
It means you lay around on the ground and do yoga while these puppies are running around.
I wouldn't get one move
I
done
know.
If there were
How
puppies
could you do
around,
that?
Right?
Yeah, and then I'm working on Barktoberfest right now.
Oh, my gosh, it's right around the corner, really.
We did open, yes, 3 months. We did open our applications for sponsors and vendors.
Excellent.
So, we would encourage people to go to our website, PensacolaHumane.org, and go to the events tab. And if you go to Barktoberfest, everything you need is there. You can look at the application. We have various sponsorship levels,
mm-hmm.
just like we always do. We do have a Beagle benefactor. I made this especially for Action Therapy Group.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to be a big sponsor, and they are a big sponsor.
Awesome.
And they, you know, I was trying to think of a name that would have. They have beagles.
I love it.
And they just adopted our longest resident.
I love
who
that.
Who is a beagle.
I love that. Was that the one that was there 400 days?
Sweetie Pie.
I was going to say Sweetie Pie, right?
Yes, yeah. Sweetie Pie. Aww. Yeah. And so my friend Jennifer is one of the owners of Action Therapy Group.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bob Tyler Toyota is one of our other major donors, and they are our Bow Wow Backyard sponsor.
I love it. So. Well, this is it's a downtown event. It's very well attended.
Very well attended.
And it's been around coming a long time.
This is the 20th annual Barktoberfest.
Okay, there yes. you go.
We missed a couple years, 2020, 2021, yeah. but, you know, it started in 2004.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
that's
isn't that great.
I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a fun event.
Yeah, it is.
And y'all will be there.
Oh, yeah, we're usually
Jordan,
there. Yeah,
yeah Jordan's going to be
out.
Our
Cat Country
MC.
Comes out. And
yep.
yep. We'll be there.
So we're doing that, and then... we've got someone throwing an organization, and you can get more information about it. It's still a little bit off, but it's at the end of October called Hair of the Dog, and it's a golf tournament.
Oh, fun.
So if you go to our website, to the mm-hmm. homepage, scroll down a little bit, you'll see our calendar of events, and I have links on all of the events as to where to go to get more information or if you simply want to donate.
Yeah. What's the website?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Perfect. Okay. So we have Market Mutt's representation in the studio mm-hmm. today.
Yes.
There's a special reason for that.
Yes. They're hosting an event for us. They started a series of events.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to throw it over to them and let them tell you a little bit about that and about if you're interested in doing a community event, how to do that.
Okay, great. All right, ladies, you're up.
I'm going to give Haley the mic first because she was approached about this idea.
Okay, so Haley, what you got?
Yeah, so the owners of Portside Pickle reached out to me, and it cracked me up of all people to call. They were like, we want to do an event with shelter dogs and the Humane Society. We heard you're the person to talk to. What? I was like, I just walk shelter dogs on Saturdays, and we call it Market Mutts. My friend
right.
and I do it together. But I thought, you know what? I actually am. I was like, so let me call some people and see what we can do. And they want to do a series of events. So it's the last Sunday of June, July, and August.
Okay.
And we partnered with Pensacola Humane. I think we have Escambia Dogs are going to be there as well. And Portside Pickle, and they're hosting it. And then Marissa and I have been hitting the market, trying to get vendors involved. And I think we have quite a few, Marissa, right?
So it's this Sunday then. It's mm-hmm. the last Sunday in
this
July.
Sunday.
Okay.
We had one at the end of June.
Okay.
And it was pretty successful in terms of... the fact
I
that we
saw
raised
some pictures.
Money and we got 3 dogs adopted.
Awesome.
But we didn't have any vendors at that point. So okay. now we have 6 mm-hmm. or 7 vendors. We have 6 or 7 vendors, and we're excited to have them sponsoring. We have Harry's Proper Burger, Wolfgang Pensacola, Sophie's Pupcake Pantry, Puppy Prince Present Designs, and they have pickleball leashes and collars.
Oh, funny.
Mrs. Jones Cold Brew Coffee. We have Homemade Lemonade by Ella. So come to us with ideas. I mean, it doesn't always have to be like a big organization. You could
sure.
be a lemonade stand. Mm-hmm. It could be a dog wash. It could be
anything. Okay.
And we'll get them going.
All right. We're going to talk more about what's happening this Sunday with Pensacola Humane Society and Market Mutts. We have chances for you to sponsor this event, as well as many other ideas on how you can support the Pensacola Humane Society. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after the break. And we're back with Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have some great guests here this morning. Our friends from the Pensacola Humane Society are here, and Market Mutts, which I love, all about a big event coming up this Sunday. So we want to make sure folks come out for it. I'm going to turn it over to y'all. We've got a bit of time here to talk about anything that you want to kind of talk about so we can help our animals that are being rescued, ways to donate, everything. So I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Well, so the event is Sunday, as we said. And the cool thing is that Portside Pickle is giving 50% of all the proceeds from the open play and court reservations are going towards Pensacola Humane Society.
Nice.
So if you come and play, if you've never played before, there are people there that can teach you. It's going to be a good event. We had a pretty good turnout last time. Three dogs got adopted at our last event. There were about 40 people there playing pickleball, so should be a good time. Even if, you know, you're not there to shop, you could still play, hang out, see the dogs. It'll be a good time.
It's supposed to be beautiful weather this weekend,
it is.
Too. A little hot, but, you know.
We'll have water stations available.
Oh, good. Okay.
But last time we had this dog, Madonna, and they did a photo shoot with her at Portside Pickle.
Oh,
it's a perfect thing to do. So this week we did a photo shoot ahead of the event with Marshmallow. He is a little puppy, 5 months.
And
he's on the website. He's got his photo taken. But really boosting the visibility. It was a great idea by the owners just to do a photo gallery each time and spotlight a pet ahead of the event. So we love that idea. So we've been taking it and kind of running with it.
Has Marshmallow been adopted yet?
He hasn't, but
we're hopeful.
We're hopeful.
I think Sunday's going to be his lucky day. He's pretty cute.
I have a feeling. So how do we find out all the information about this? Is there a place to go to get that information? If somebody's in their car, you know, they want to.
Yeah, there's a couple different places. You can go to portsidepickle.com. You can go to both of the Facebook events. So Pensacola Humane Society has a Facebook event, and Portside Pickle has a Facebook event that's online. You can sign up, say that you're interested. All the links are on there.
And what's the title of the event?
Dog Days of Summer, and is from 8 to 12 on Sunday.
8 to 12 on Sunday. Okay, I could do that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, there'll be burgers and iced coffee, cold brew, all kinds
lemonade.
Of good stuff.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. This sounds great.
Some shopping if you want to come get a dog leash or collar. There's all kinds of good stuff going on.
And dogs.
And lots of puppies.
And lots of puppies.
Okay.
And some of the puppies.
That's awesome.
You can come and play with them.
That's one of the reasons we have so many puppies right now. We're getting ready for this event.
So you just ordered them up.
We can order them. I wish.
To the universe.
No.
Call them in.
No. When we have events like this, we'll call the local animal shelters and see if they, you know, have litters that have come in, because that does take a lot of time to take care of a litter. And so they're like, yeah, here you go. Here's a nursing litter with 1 week old puppies. And so they know it takes a lot of work.
Well, they do have a Facebook page, so I'm hooked on it. They had some really cute pictures of these little puppies nursing. And they are little itty bitty ones. So
They will not be there because they're not ready
yet. They're not quite ready, right.
But we do have several that are like 2 to 3 months old.
So they're ready.
Yeah,
They're ready to find a new home.
Yep, they are.
So talking about the Humane Society a little bit, Mary, some of the things that people can do to help you out. And so if they can't make the event on Sunday, how can people help out the Humane Society?
Well, of course, we always need volunteers. So for things like our events, like, you know, the Dog Days of Summer. You know, we need events to help us with the dogs.
Right. That makes sense.
We can't just have one person there because we're bringing a bus. So the pet pantry is good. We bag the food. And then twice a month, we give it out to people in need because we feel like everyone deserves to have a pet. And people fall into financial issues. And so, you know, we like to help them out with that.
That's a great thing. That's great.
We always need dog walkers.
So is that the Market Mutts?
That's where Market Mutts came in. We just started volunteering on Saturday and bringing a mutt to the market.
Yeah, that's what they did.
So that's what it is. You're taking them to the Pensacola Palafox Street Market.
Yeah.
Market Mutts. Oh, now it all makes sense.
We do have an Instagram. It's Market Mutts of Pensacola.
Okay, and can anybody do it that would want to help
anybody
out?
Yeah, anybody can do it.
Okay.
I mean, you have to sign up as a volunteer, but that process is very easy with the Humane Society. And you can go to their website and, you know, click how to become a volunteer. And volunteer.
That's right.
It's a wonderful program because I know, too, they have a doggy day out sometimes, too, right?
Yeah, you can
just come any day.
Take a dog for the day or whatever you want to do.
Do they still call it the jailbreak program?
I haven't heard that, but, you know, that kind of sounds cool.
That's an inside nickname, maybe. That's the dog's nickname.
Work release program.
Yeah.
I saw the sweetest news thing last night about a little boy that comes and reads to dogs
in
his chest. Did you see that?
Yes.
100 hours. I don't know how many, you know, how old he is. He's very young, and sits there and reads to the dogs in the shelters
so
to help
sweet.
Them calm
so
down.
Cute. Yeah,
so that's
very
just, sweet. I think we need some dog readers. I thought
right?
that was
yeah.
a brilliant idea.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. So that was pretty neat. Okay, so what else have we got?
Well, our needs right now, you can always go to our Amazon wish list, and the way to get there is PensacolaHumane.org, and then if you go to ways to help or how to help, the Amazon wish list is there, so you can pull things off there. But I asked our staff before I came, you know, what we really need. She said harnesses, collars, and leashes.
Okay.
Because when someone fosters or adopts, we always send them out with that. So we're getting low on those. Hard dog toys, not the plushy kind.
Okay.
We have a lot of puppies right now, and those
they
don't
chew
last
up
very
the,
long.
Chew up the, and spit out the plush ones.
Yes, that's right. Food for the pet pantry, dog and cat food, and we are always in need of cleaners like Bleach and Dawn.
Okay.
We go through... We should all buy stock in that because
right, it's not as really glamorous, but it's a definite need.
Right, it is.
And so if you're in your car right now, I say this every Friday.
You do.
Go on your phone at the red light or pull over and just look on the site. You can pick out something, just pick it, pay for it, and they'll have it tomorrow just in time for all these events.
That's right. That's right.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but so by helping, you can donate, you can volunteer, foster, you can do in-kind contributions.
Yes, that's
which
true,
is
too.
Nice. And... be a sponsor for one of our events.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There's so many different opportunities, and it's just an amazing organization. What's that website again?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay.
O-R-G.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll tell you more about what's happening for the dog days of summer. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
This Sunday. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and it's Frisky Friday on News Radio 92.3. I have our guests from the Pensacola Humane Society getting ready for a big event this Sunday, and we have Marissa and Haley with Market Mutts who are here, as well as Mary, who is the VP of Development for the Humane Society. What you got, Mary?
Well, I just wanted to give people an update. We sent out an appeal on Tuesday for a little puppy that came in and has some crisis situation health-wise that we are not able to address at the shelter. And basically, he needs specialized surgery from a veterinarian, so we're going to have to send him out for that. He needs an abdominal mesh put in for a hernia that he has that's, you know, adding about a pound and a half to his little tiny body. But he's so cute, we can't do the surgery until he's a little bigger, but... Anyway, I sent this appeal out, and we've had an overwhelming response.
Oh, wonderful.
We did meet our goal.
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. We were so happy. We haven't scheduled the surgery yet, obviously, because he has to grow a little first. But happiest little guy you've ever seen. The overage that we got, we put that into an account that's dedicated to other animals in crisis. Because, you know, we do what we can on our end, but... If it's something we haven't budgeted for, then, you know, we have to find other ways to get the expenses. So that will go into that. So, I mean, we have these animals with these major things come in, you know, maybe several times a year and where we have to send them out somewhere. We had one little dog named Griffin. I actually brought him in once.
Yes.
And he had to have a major surgery. And we got money for him, so, you know, this is what we're doing. So I just wanted to give an update. He's
big
still
thank
happy,
you to everybody
and he's
that
having
donated.
A surgery. So.
Okay. Yay. Well, before we go, ladies, if you can tell us one more time the event this Sunday, date and time.
Yep, Dog Days of Summer at Portside Pickle in downtown Pensacola. Free parking.
Okay.
Tons of free parking. It's from 8 to 12, and the mobile dog adoption truck will be there.
Oh, yes.
From 8 to 10 with the puppies and also older dogs.
That sounds good to me.
Free.
Okay, and what's the website if people want to find out more about Pensacola Humane Society?
PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in on a Friday for Frisky Friday.